This is Jim Linder. Chris Evans, the artist who painted the face of Christ using New Covenant Fellowship members, which hangs in our building entryway, recently invited me to attend an all-day summit on homelessness in Illinois and Champaign County. I learned a lot, especially about how many misperceptions I have held about the homeless in our community. We in New Covenant have a long history of showing love and care for our homeless and unhoused population, starting way back when Vern and others organized the first men's winter emergency shelter at McKinley Presbyterian Church on campus. We hosted Daily Bread for 7 years until they were able to purchase and remodel their current building. Most recently, we provided a low barrier shelter for unhoused men in our fellowship hall. At this conference, the speakers pointed out that one of the problems in this university community is the severe lack of affordable housing. Many homeless are on Social Security disability, which pays $934 a month. As Kim Gollings from Habitat for Humanity told us last week, the lowest rent for a single apartment is around $850 a month. You can do the math. Most striking to me, though, was the acknowledgement that what fuels the problem of homelessness is the wealth disparity in our country, resulting in the lack of assets available to people in crisis. If I or someone in my family or you and or one of your loved ones suffered a mental health crisis, a loss of income, addiction, or other struggles, you would, I would, we would find a way to care and address the needs because we have the assets to do so. Often drawing on our home equity, our savings, investments, retirement income, or credit with banks or credit card companies, we would do our best to keep that loved one from becoming homeless. Imagine having nothing or no one to fall back upon in a crisis. I feel proud and happy that we are addressing this issue of wealth disparity in a small way with our reparations pilot project, helping fund education for Black grandchildren of present and former NCF members. Martell Miller is Cunningham Township's street outreach worker. He is out on the streets 4 days a week connecting with the homeless living in our community. He knows people by name and has personal relationships with many. When I heard Martell lamenting that the annual drive to collect coats, as well as socks, gloves, scarves, and other winter apparel was not going as well this year as in previous years, I thought, this is something I can do. Reflecting later on the conference, I thought of Luke's account of John the Baptist. When the crowd listening to his fiery preaching asked, "What should we do then?" John replied, saying, "Whoever has two coats is to share with the one who has none, and whoever has food is to do likewise." Rather than feeling a sense of guilt, I was eager to get home and check my closet, where, sure enough, there was more than one coat. I contacted Renee and Melissa, and they agreed that we could collect coats, hats, gloves, scarves, socks, etc. during Advent. Thus, the appeal to all of us this morning, especially if you, like me, have more than one coat hanging in your closet. We will be collecting items for the next 3 weeks, and I will deliver them to Martell Miller, confident that he will distribute them where they are most needed. Feel free to contact me for more information about homelessness in our community. Let us pray. God, you are our shelter in times of storm. We pray for those who need a shelter but have none. As Ron taught us, when we pray, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth," we are offering ourselves to do your will on earth. Bless our collection of winter wear, and bless Martell and his street outreach to the unhoused and unsheltered in our community. May it be.